one-room schoolhouse. The entire classroom was lost in thought. Wrens were bouncing off the window as if the outside world had become scarier than usual. The children were reading Solzhenitsyn as the substitute teacher paced back and forth along the blackboard, questioning every line. One by one, the wrens went away, only to be replaced by mourning doves forming a simple line on the ledge. Later, there was a debate exactly what year it was. Unable to come to an agreement, they decided to move on to Salinger. There would be no recess due to the ongoing conditions. The kids, tired of math and science and dead birds, all they wanted to do was read books, like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.